A reading from the first book of Samuel. Saul set off and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, accompanied by 3,000 men chosen from Israel to search for David in the wilderness of Ziph. So, in the dark, David and Abishai made their way towards the forces where they found Saul asleep inside the camp, his spear stuck in the ground beside his head, with Abner and the troops lying around him. Then Abishai said to David, "Today God has put your enemy in your power, so now let us pin him to the ground with his own spear. Just one stroke, I will not need to strike him twice." David answered Abishai, "Do not kill him, for who can lift his hand against the Lord's anointed and be without guilt? David took the spear and the pitcher of water from beside Saul's head, and they made off. No one saw, no one knew, no one woke up. They were all asleep, for a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. David crossed to the other side and halted on the top of the mountain, a long way off. There was a wide space between them. David then called out, "Here is the king's spear. Let one of the soldiers come across and take it. The Lord repays everyone for his uprightness and loyalty. Today the Lord put you in my power, but I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is compassion and love. The Lord is compassion and love. My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. The Lord is compassion and love. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion. The Lord is compassion and love. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. The Lord is compassion and love. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. The Lord is compassion and love.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The first man, Adam, as Scripture says, became a living soul. But the last Adam has become a life-giving spirit. That is, first the one with the soul, not the spirit. And after that, the one with the spirit. The first man, being from the earth, is earthly by nature. The second man is from heaven. As this earthly man was, so are we on earth. And as the heavenly man is, so are we in heaven. And we, who have been modeled on the earthly man, will be modeled on the heavenly man. The word of the Lord.
Just like to say a few words about the first reading we heard today. It's a tale of friendship, a tale of misunderstanding, and a tale of betrayal. Saul was the first king of Israel. He was God's anointed. Before that, Saul had been a shepherd looking after his father's sheep. But then the prophet Samuel told him that he was destined to become the first king of Israel. This was something completely new in Israel, and we can only imagine how challenging it must have been for Saul to take on this new office when there was nobody to advise him, there were no traditions, no helpers in that sense, and he took on this new office. And it wasn't long before Saul became involved in conflicts and wars, and he soon became dispirited and depressed. He couldn't sleep at night, and the only help he received was from a young shepherd boy, David, who would play his harp during the night to soothe Saul's troubled mind. And Saul was grateful to David for this. But then, as time went by, David gained a reputation for bravery in battle. It was he who slayed the giant Goliath. And gradually, Saul began to feel threatened by David's popularity, and he decided to get rid of him. David had to go into hiding. And in today's reading, we find him secretly moving at night into the camp where Saul and his 3,000 men were sleeping. When they found Saul, David refused to let Abishai kill him, as he could easily have done. It was Saul who wanted to kill David. Instead, David and Abishai took Saul's spear and the pitcher of water back with them to the other side of the ravine. And the next day, David was able to shout across to Saul, "Today the Lord put you in my power, but I would not raise my hand against the Lord's anointed." David showed by his actions that he was a hero, that he was a man of compassion. Well, the incident described in that first reading gives us the context for the words of Jesus in the Gospel today, when he said to his disciples, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who treat you badly. Give, and there will be gifts for you. The amount you measure out will be what will be given back to you." So Jesus asks us to be compassionate in a rather noble way, as David was compassionate to Saul. That doesn't mean to say that he asks us to be, as it were, in love with our enemies. That's not possible. But he does ask us, as his disciples, to be gracious to our enemies, to forgive them. Hatred can only be overcome by love, and injury can only be healed by forgiveness. Evil can only be controlled by good. Well, we know that all these good qualities were lived out to the full by Jesus himself during his life on earth. Jesus offered love first, even when he knew that he would not always receive love in return. In our Mass today, we give thanks for the love that Jesus shows to us, and we pray that our lives may reflect something of the life of Jesus, so that, like young David, we may refuse to put a spear in the hearts of those who show us enmity. As St. Paul wrote to the people of the church in Corinth, we who have been modeled on the earthly man will be modeled on the heavenly man, Jesus. Well, compassion, forgiveness, it's a challenge for all of us. But I suppose there's no time like the present to face that challenge, knowing that God is with us to help us.